reflecting on kind of the five chords versus, you know, that's it's the sense space of the mind. Could it be that the five chords need an outside stimulus to be activated, whereas the mind is this kind of internal frame of reference?
Yes, yes, I think that's probably true as well. Yeah, that those are your setting up. Those five are quite distinct in that way, where it's an internal and external kind of codependence. Whereas, yeah, with the mind, then it's you can on its own can create its own worlds, universes. Yeah.
And also, I mean, just to continue my line of thought from before, I think it dovetails nicely with that, in that sort of the idea behind giving up the five quarters of sensual pleasures is partially to develop samadhi, so that your craving for pleasant sensation comes from something that doesn't depend so much on the fragility or the fragile
nature of the external. Yeah.
So that's my understanding, is you use pleasure samadhi to replace or to refine your craving for the five quarters.
That's true, yeah, because that's very explicit in I can't remember which what the name of the sutta is in Majjhima Nikaya. It's a very, very clear where you're taking you're replacing the pleasure that one gains through the sense bases through the cords of sensual pleasure, replacing it with the pleasure of samadhi of the internal pleasure that comes from the mind itself, whereas it's steeped in wholesome dhammas and is settled in concentration.